Welcome back. Go ahead and take a moment to get settled in. And then just realize in a flash that you're already perfectly awake and aware. There's no effort you need to make. There's nothing you're doing to produce your experience. And even if your mind is cloudy, sleepy, or apathetic, well, that too is clearly known. Again, there's nothing you need to do here. Everything is arising and being known all on its own and in its own place. And as awareness continues to stay open and receptive, notice any mood or mind state, any pattern of energy that's coloring the mind. And take that as an object of awareness. Now, curiously, see if you can recognize that awake awareness transcends all its contents, including moods and emotions, things like sleepiness and fatigue. So again, just notice whatever's here. And try to find its signature in the body or in the mind. Is it a pattern of energy in your forehead or face? Is it in your chest or your stomach? Again, whatever mind state or emotion is arising, whatever its signature, notice that it is a part of this wide open and boundless field of awareness. It's a wave in a boundless ocean of awareness and aliveness, of knowing and appearance. And just recognize in a flash that as a matter of experience, you are this unbound field of non-dual presence, of the infinite and the intimate, of beingness and emptiness. And you're not merely aware of it. You're aware from and as this spacious and pervasive field of knowing and being. Now, become interested in the next thought that begins to stir in the mind. What is it? Not its contents, but as a phenomenon. and become curious what is aware of it. And if it feels like there's an observer, see if you can notice that the feeling of being located somewhere, the feeling of being an observer, is itself a thought that's gone unexamined. When you look, does awareness have a point or a center or edge? Or is everything simply appearing in a condition that is entirely undefined, unformed? There is no subject over here and object over there. Everything's arising and being known in its own place. And this unity of appearance and awareness without center. A popular analogy that's used here is a mirror. Consider how things appear on the surface of a mirror. There's all this color, shapes, shadows that creates an appearance no less brilliant and colorful, beautiful or ugly, than what's seen in the world. And yet, the mirror itself doesn't really change. It's never tainted by what's reflected on it. It's pure in some sense, invisible, illuminated only by its contents, which are not apart from it. And there's certainly no center. Again, everything just appears in its own place. For the last minute of the session, just allow awareness to drop down into the center of your body, into your heart space, and simply rest your heart and mind. Become the mirror. Well, thank you again for practicing. Until next time.